time now for York County On the Move, a weekly program series on how our county government is working to make York County what we all want it to be.
Recently, members of the local media had the opportunity to see firsthand York County's new $8 million material recovery facility, which sorts 10,000 to 15,000 tons of recyclables annually. Leslie Hatchell, the county's recycling educator and coordinator, said it's important to understand what can and cannot be recycled.
For mixed recycling at the collection and recycling centers, you can put in your paper, your aluminum, your steel cans, your plastic bottles, jugs, and jars, and paper, like magazines, junk mail, office paper. Shredded paper, we also accept. We want you to keep that in a bag because it goes in a designated container. Then there's a whole list of other things that we accept for recycling that have designated containers. The reason we allow you to put all these things mixed together is because it comes here to the material recovery facility and we sort it for you. It's to try to make recycling easier for the citizen in order to encourage them to recycle.
You also had a list of things that should not be considered as being recyclable.
Things that could tangle in the equipment, things like wire, garden hoses. Those are all things we do not accept. Clamshell containers, yogurt or butter tubs. It has to be a plastic bottle with a neck, a bottle jug or jar with a neck. So if it does not have a neck, consider throwing that away. We do accept glass, but not in the mixed recycling because it acts like an abrasive and it's very hard to market or sell glass, get someone to recycle it that is mixed together, broken, all the colors mixed together.
To hear a replay of shows, go online to WRHI.com. York County, On the Move, a weekly program series on the county government's effort to meet the challenges of a rapidly growing population.